Hare Krishna. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama. Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama.
Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare.
Kunja Bihari,
Radha
Hare Krishna, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Nitai Gaur Premanande. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Om Ajnanatimarandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chaksurunmilitanyena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manobista Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Bandeham Shri Guru Shri Yata Padakamalam Shri Kurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raganathan Vitam Tam Sachevam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishaka Nitamscha He Krishna Karana Sindhu Dhinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastate Tapta Kanchana Gorange Radhe Vrindavanishwari Vrishabhanu Stute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kaupa Tarupyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
In Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is written, Kali Yuga Dharma Hari Nam Sankirtan. The Dharma, the occupational duty for people in the age of Kali, is Sankirtan.
在永恒的彩檀耶经中说到, 在这个卡利年代,它的宗教法则就是 Hari Nam Sankirtan, 就是每个人的附定职责就是唱诵主哈瑞的圣名。
Lord Chaitanya appears in the Kali Yuga for one of the purposes of his appearance is to propagate the Yuga Dharma.
主且他显现在这个卡利年代，其中一个目的就是来传播这个年代的宗教法则。
And the Dharma for this age is this chanting of the holy name of the Lord.
这个年代的宗教法则就是唱诵主的圣名。
Now Sankirtan is not just chanting the names of any God, but we have to chant the names of the Supreme Lord.
Sankirtan, 齐颂圣名，并不是唱诵任何一位神的名字，而是唱诵至尊主的圣名。
In the Srimad Bhagavatam, there's an information that Narada Muni in a previous life was a Gandharva.
在圣典波迦瓦坛中提到，那儿的摩尼在他的前世是一位甘达瓦，就是天堂上的歌仙。
He had a very handsome body, and he was accustomed to enjoying the pleasure of attractive young women.
他有着非常美丽的躯体，然后他最热衷于吸引那些漂亮的女人。
So on one occasion, he was in the company of young women, and he became proud, and he began to chant the names of demigods.
在有一次，他在漂亮的女人的陪伴下，他变得非常骄傲，然后他开始唱诵半圣人的名字。
Because he chanted the names of the demigods.He was cursed by the Prajapatis, by the fathers of mankind, the fathers of all the living entities, the Prajapatis. They cursed him to take birth, a low birth as a sutra.
因为他如此的骄傲，唱诵半圣人的名字，然后他就受到所有人类的祖先 Prajapati 的诅咒，然后让他有一个低等的投生。
So it's an offense to think the names of demigods like Lord Shiva or Lord Brahma are equal to the name of the Supreme Lord Vishnu or Krishna.
所以认为半圣人的名字如 Shiva 或 Brahma 和 Vishnu 名字是平等的，这是一种冒犯。
And we know that Lord Krishna has, Lord Vishnu has many different names. There's a famous Sanskrit prayer.Which is called Vishnu Sahasranam, means the 1,000 names of Vishnu.
Vishnu, 他有成千上万个名字，然后有一个著名的祷文叫 Vishnu Sahasranam, 就是说 Vishnu 有他的一千个名字。
And there, at the end of the Vishnu Sahasranam, there's a famous verse.
在 Vishnu Sahasranam 的末尾有一首著名的诗节。
Ram Ram Rameti Rame Rame Ramo Rame Sahasranam Tatpuyam Ramanama Vararini. It's a verse spoken. This verse is spoken by Lord Shiva, and he's addressing his wife Parvati.
在这个末尾的这个诗节呢，是主 Shiva 对他的妻子 Parvati 讲述的。
Parvati was preparing to chant the 1,000 names of Vishnu.
帕瓦提正准备唱诵主维什努的一千个圣名。
But Lord Shiva wanted to enjoy the company of his wife.
但是主希瓦想要他妻子的陪伴。
And he told her, you don't need to chant 1,000 names of Vishnu. You simply have to chant the name of Ram.
你不需要唱诵维什努的一千个名字，你只要唱诵主 Rama 的名字就够了。
Sahasranam Tatpuyam Rama Nama Vararini.Vararini, Lord Shiva speaking to his wife, my wife with a beautiful face. He's saying that just chant the name of Ram. One name of Ram is 1,000 names of Vishnu.
主 Shiva 他看着他妻子美丽的面庞，说：“你只要唱诵 Rama 的名字一遍，就相当于唱诵主 Vishnu 的名字一千遍。”
So this is telling us the names of Vishnu are not all equal.
这就是说，这维什努的名字当中呢，这些名字不是所有的名字都是有同样的力量。
In Harinam Chintamani, it is described there are primary names of the Lord and secondary names.
What's the book? Harinam 在圣名典籍时，这本书叫 Harinam Chintamani， 它中提到，主名字呢有主要的名字，也有次要的名字。
Secondary names of the Lord are names like Paramatma, Ishwara, Lokeshwara.
那次要的名字有像超灵 Ishwara, 主宰者或者 Lokeshwara.
But primary names are names of the Lord in relation to his pastimes and with his devotees.
那些主要的名字涉及到主的逍遥时光以及主和他奉献者的关系。
Names like Gopi Janabalaba.
比如说 Gopi Jana Vallabha， 或者说 Shama Sundar，
Gopi
Shwara。这些名字是主的主要的名字。Yasomati Nandana 也是另外一个主要的名字。然后我们念诵这些主要的名字，我们就接受到这些主要名字的那些巨大的能量。
Of course, it's also said three names of Ram is equal to once chanting the holy name of Krishna.
当然也有这样的说法，你念诵三遍 Ram 的名字，相当于念诵主 Krishna 名字的一遍。
In the Mahamantra, we chant the names of Hare, Krishna, and Rama.
在这个 Mahamantra 中，我们念诵 Hare Krishna 和 Rama。
So there was some discussion between devotees about whether this name Rama represents Balarama or Ramachandra.
所以奉献者他们曾经有过讨论，他们讨论这个 Rama 的名字是不是代表了 Rama Chandra 或者是 Balarama。
The devotee went to Prabhupada and said, Prabhupada, the name of Rama is Balaram, Balaram, the Krishna's older brother. Prabhupada said, yes, you're right.
然后那个奉献者就来到帕布帕面前，他们对帕布帕说，这个Rama是不是Balarama是 Krishna 的长兄？然后帕布帕说，你说的对。
And then another devotee then came and said, but Prabhupada, isn't Rama the name of Ramachandra?
然后另外一个奉献者就在旁边说，那 Rama 是不是也是指 Ramachandra？ 然后帕帕说，你说的对。然后那两个奉献者就说，帕帕，那谁的说法对呢？然后帕帕说，你们两个的说法都对。
After Prabhupada left the world, one of Prabhupada's senior disciples, Gorgovinda Swami, was preaching.
帕布帕离开人世之后，帕布帕的一位主要的门徒 Gorgovinda Swami 他在传教。
Gorgovinda Swami built a very nice temple in Bhubaneswar in Orissa near to Jagannath Puri. You can see his samadhi there also.
Gorgovinda Maharaj 在Jagannath Puri 附近在奥里萨邦的那个 Bhubaneswari 建了Bhubaneswara 建立了一座非常美丽的庙宇， Maharaj 的 Samadhi 也建在那里。
So Gorgovinda Maharaj was very knowledgeable. He was born in a Vaishnava family. He was a devotee his whole life of Lord Jagannath.
Gorgovinda Maharaj 他出生在奉献者的家庭，然后他家庭呢是崇拜主 Jagannath 的。
He explained, he studied the teachings of Jiva Goswami, and he explains that Jiva Goswami tells us that Rama also represents Krishna.
然后他非常博学，他研究了 Jiva Goswami 的著作。Jiva Goswami 说到，这个 Rama 也代表了Krishna.
Jiva Goswami explains that Krishna is the reservoir of all pleasure.
Krishna 他是所有快乐的源泉。
and when we chant the Mahamantra, the names Hare, Krishna and Rama all are referring to the Supreme Lord Shri Krishna.
当我们念诵Hare, Krishna, Rama, 这三个名字都在指至尊人格首神 Krishna.
In Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says surrender to him. We should surrender to him.
在《博迦梵歌》中 ，Krishna 说：“你应该皈依他，就是皈依 Krishna。”
And Prabhupada writes in the purport, "We shouldn't be attracted to any other form of the Lord."
Prabhupada 在要旨中说到，我们应该受到主的形体的吸引。不应该受到其他任何形体的吸引。
We should simply be attracted to that form of the Supreme Lord.
应该只受到至尊主Krishna 形体的吸引。
So in the Kali Yuga we develop our attraction for Krishna primarily through the chanting of the holy name.
在卡利年代，我们只是主要是通过唱诵圣名受到 Krishna 的吸引。
we have to chant, we do japa, we're expected to do japa every day.
我们要念诵，我们应该每天都要念诵。
And we also want to join in the sankirtan, the kirtan.
然后我们应该加入这个齐颂圣名的行列。
Sankirtan was Lord Chaitanya's principal engagement when he was living in Jagannath Puri for 24 years. He was primarily engaged in sankirtan.
主 Chaitanya 住在Jagannath Puri 长达24年之久，在此期间，他主要从事的是 sankirtan。
He discussed philosophy with only a few special devotees.
他只是与少数几个特别的奉献者来讨论哲学。
But his main activity with ordinary people was to chant the holy name.
他主要的活动呢，就是与普通的人在一起唱诵主的圣名。
We also want to develop our own taste for the holy name.
我们也想要培养起对圣名的品味来。
The taste for the name becomes easier in the association of devotees.
在奉献者的联谊当中，这个对圣名的这个品味呢，就比较容易培养起来。
Lord Chaitanya began the Sankirtan movement in the home of Srivas Thakur.
主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, 他是在 Srivas Thakur 的家里开始齐颂圣名运动的。
Those of you who have been to India, to Mayapur, you must have visited the place of Srivas Anga, means the courtyard of Srivas Thakur.
你们去过马亚普的奉献者一定会记得那个 Srivas Anga, 就是 Srivas Thakur 的他的家的庭院吧。
So in the home of Srivas Thakur, Lord Chaitanya would gather there every evening with the devotees. They would all come and they would spend the whole night there in the home of Srivas Thakur chanting the holy name.
在 Srivas Thakur 的家的庭院里，主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 每天晚上都会有奉献者在那里和奉献者一起齐颂圣名。
Admission was only given to the devotees.
他只是允许奉献者进入这个庭院。
They would not admit any materialistic people.
那些物质主义者是不得入内的。
One Brahmana who was materialistic was not allowed to enter.
有一个婆罗门，但是他是物质主义者，他也没有办法进去。他向主 Chaitanya 挑战，他说为什么你不能让我进去呢？
No, no, Lord Chaitanya, it's only for devotees. You should not come.
主 Chaitanya 说这里呢只有奉献者才能进去，所以你不应该进来。
The Brahmin was angry. He took his Brahmin thread and broke it and cursed Lord Chaitanya.
这个婆罗门他就很愤怒，他拉出他的婆罗门圣线，然后把那圣线扯断了，然后他诅咒主 Chaitanya.
The curse was, I curse you, you will never enjoy material life.
然后他说我诅咒你，我诅咒你永远不能够享受物质的生活。
Lord Chaitanya was very happy. Haribo.
主 Chaitanya 非常高兴，他说 Haribo.
Not long after that, Lord Chaitanya left home and became a sannyasi.
所以呢，在此之后不久，主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 他就离开了家，接受了 sannyasi.
So the Brahmana's curse came true.
所以这个婆罗门的诅咒也应验了。
Devotee likes that curse. That's a good curse.
奉献者喜欢这种类型的诅咒。
Right? Wouldn't you all like that curse?
你们都喜欢这种类型的诅咒吗？
So Lord Chaitanya and the devotees would have passed. Even there was one incident took place. There was one young man who was a brahmachari, who was a very strict brahmachari.Never talked with women unnecessarily, and he lived only on milk and fruit.
那个地方呢，有一个非常严格的 Brahmachari 真守生，他是非常非常严格的，从来不和没什么事儿的话，他是不会和女人说话。然后呢，他只吃牛奶和水果。
So he approached Srivas Thakur. He wanted to witness the kirtan.
然后他来到Srivas Thakur 面前，他想见一见这个 Kirtan 的场面。
So Srivas Thakur knew he's a good man, that he wanted to help him. He thought maybe we can make him a devotee.
Srinivas Thakur 他知道这个年轻人是一个好人，然后他想也许我们可以帮助他成为一名奉献者。
So he told him, say, well, Lord Chaitanya does not admit any other people. Only, we're only, it's only our group, only our close friends, devotees can come.
然后他就对主对这个年轻人说，主 Chaitanya 不允许任何人外人进来，只允许我们这个群体的那些奉献者朋友们进来。
But this young brahmana was pleading that, please, I just one night, just let me see for one night.
但是这个年轻人他就恳求 Srivas Thakur 说请让我就看就参加一个晚上吧。
So Srivas agreed, and you hide behind the curtain.
然后 Srivas Thakur 就同意了，他说你就藏在那个帷幕的后面来看偷看吧。
So he went in, hid behind the curtain, the devotees came in, Lord Chaitanya came, and the kirtan began.
然后他就藏在帷幕的后面，然后主钱塔尼亚马哈巴布和奉献者们都进来，然后他们就开始了 kirtan。
Devotees were chanting, but Lord Chaitanya said, something is wrong, something is, what is wrong? The atmosphere is not the same.
然后主钱塔尼亚马哈巴布说，有什么不对劲了，我觉得这里的氛围好像和以前不一样了。这个 kirtan 呢，就是这种唱诵，也没有我们以前感受到的那种巨大的力量了。是不是有不该进来的人进来了？然后那个年轻的真守生 brahmachari 就从帷幕后面走过来，然后呢，他很害怕。浑身颤抖。
And he came out and he was apologizing. I'm sorry. I just wanted to see the kirtan. I don't want to give you any trouble.
然后他说很抱歉，很抱歉，我只是想见一见这个 kirtan 的场面，我不想给你添任何麻烦。
I'm a brahmachari. I only eat milk and fruit. I try to lead a good life.
我是一个真守生，我只是吃牛奶和水果，我一直想过着一种非常善良形态的生活。我没有坏的习惯，我只是想看你唱诵圣名。
But Lord Chaitanya told him, don't think you can get love of Krishna just by eating milk and fruit.
主切特尼亚就对他说，你不要以为你只是吃牛奶和水果就可以得到Krishna 的爱。
Can never get Krishna by any material means.
你不可能通过任何物质的方法来得到Krishna.
Krishna can only be approached by pure loving devotion.
只有通过纯粹的奉爱才能够接近 Krishna.
So this pastime shows us that the holy name is more potent when it's chanted in the association of pure devotees.
所以这个逍遥时光就告诉我们，在这个纯粹奉献者的联谊当中呢，去唱诵圣名，它具有更大的力量。
In the Bhagavad Gita, in the 18th chapter, Lord Krishna says that this knowledge should not be given to those people who are envious or who have no faith in the Lord.
在《波迦梵歌》的第十八章中，主 Krishna 也说到。这个最机密的知识是不应该给那些对主没有信心、嫉妒主的那些人。
Well, so Lord Chaitanya began the Sankirtan in this way, in a private manner, not in a public manner, but in private.
所以说主 Chaitanya 他是以一种非常隐秘的方式来开始他的圣名运动的，不是一开始就大张旗鼓的就公开传播。
But later on, Lord Chaitanya distributed the holy name to everyone.
但是后来，主 Chaitanya 把圣名派发给了每一个人。
Yeah, we know Lord Chaitanya sent Haridas and Lord Nityananda door to door to beg everyone to chant the holy name.
我们知道主 Chaitanya 他派遣 Haridas Thakur 和主 Nityananda 到挨家挨户去请求别人去来唱诵主的圣名。
And Lord Chaitanya in Jagannath Puri was performing the whole chanting every day in public.
主 Chaitanya 在 Jagannath Puri 每一天都在公众的场合来唱诵主 Krishna 的圣名。
So Lord Chaitanya predicted that the holy name would be chanted in every town and in every village all over the world.
主且他尼亚还预言到，圣灵将会传遍到每一个城镇、每一个乡村。
So Srila Prabhupada has played a major role in fulfilling the mission of Lord Chaitanya.
希拉帕布帕在完成主且他尼亚的预言当中，他扮演了主要的角色。
And this chanting we're doing today is a manifestation of the mercy of Lord Chaitanya that was distributed by Srila Prabhupada.
我们今天所做的唱诵，就是主切特尼亚他的仁慈，通过帕布帕来传递给我们的。
The more we do sankirtan, the more we can get taste for the holy name.
我们越多齐诵圣名，然后我们对圣名的品味就会越多。
If we have difficulty in controlling our mind when we do chanting, when we chant our japa, sankirtan will help.
如果我们在独自加帕念诵圣名的时候感觉到 有困难，那么我们在一起齐诵圣名就会帮助我们去专注。
Sankirtan is very powerful. It is one of the five forms of devotional service recommended by Rupa Goswami.
Sankirtan 它是非常有力量的，也是 Rupa Goswami 所推荐的五个奉献服务的程序之一。
Prabhupada said any person can go anywhere, they can just even to go alone. They simply take a madanga with them, kartals. One person will come along and they can play the kartals. You can sit and play the madanga and somebody else will come.
Rupa Goswami 说任何一个人都可以到一个陌生的地方，他只要带着一对 karta 和 madanga， 然后你来打 madanga， 另外一个人呢打 karta， 那么你们在一起唱诵圣名的时候就会有人来加入你们。
Prabhupada went to the park in New York and he was chanting alone, sitting, chanting.
Prabhupada 来到纽约的一个公园，他就是独自一个人坐在大树底下，在那里唱诵。
And his eyes were closed as he chanted the holy name, but when he opened his eyes, he saw young men were there and they were dancing.
当他念诵圣名的时候呢，他的眼睛是闭着的。等他唱诵一段时间，睁开眼睛的时候，发现有一群年轻人就在他的周围在那里起舞。
So this is the power of the holy name, that it awakens Krishna consciousness in the hearts of everyone.
所以这就是圣名的力量，它在每个人的心中唤醒我们的心中潜藏的 Krishna 知觉。
We have to hear the holy name.
所以我们只要聆听圣名。
And this, the love for Krishna will awaken.
对 Krishna 的爱就会在内心被唤醒。
So this is a process. In Kali Yuga, there is no other process but the chanting of the holy name. Not by karma, not by jnana, not by yoga, but only by harina.
所以呢，这就是对这就是唱诵圣名。在这个年代的灵修法门呢，就是唱诵圣名，不是通过业报工作，或者是思辨，或者是学命瑜伽来达到的。
And this mantra is from the Vedas.
这个曼陀就是这个曼陀罗呢，它是来自于伟达经典。
From Kali Santara Upanishad.
它是来自于 Kali Santana Upanishad.
The Upanishads are part of the Vedas. It is Veda.
Upanishad 就是奥义书，它也是伟达经中的一部分。
There are two sections of Veda. One is Shruti and one is Smriti.
伟达经它有两个部分，一部分是 Shruti， 一部分是 Smriti。
Shruti means the original four Vedas.
Shruti 的意思就是伟达经的它的原本的部分。
Now some people only accept Shruti; they do not accept Smriti.
有些人呢只接受 Shruti， 不接受 Smriti。
The Smriti is Bhagavad Gita, the Puranas, Mahabharata.
Smriti 是博伽梵歌、Purana 和 Mahabharata.
But there are many Vedic scholars. They only accept Shruti. They only accept the four Vedas.
有很多学者，他们只接受 Shruti， 就接受这就是四部伟达经。
So if they only accept Vedas, still they have to accept Hare Krishna.
即便他只接受这四伟达，他们也要接受 Hare Krishna.
Because Hare Krishna mantra is in the Upanishads.
因为 Hare Krishna mantra 它是在记录在至尊奥义书中。
It is stated, Iti soda sakam nam nam kalikama shamnashanam mata parataro paya sarva vedeshu drishyate Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. It says in the Kali Santara Upanishad that these 16 words can destroy the dirt, all the dirt in the heart.
在这个Kali Santara Upanishad中说到这个Krishna这16个字的圣名它可以摧毁你心中所有的尘埃。
But you notice that the mantra is Hare Rama and then Hare Krishna.
你知道这个mantra它开始是Hare Rama，接后才是Hare Krishna.
Why do we chant Hare Krishna and Hare Rama?
为什么我们会把这个顺序改变过来，先是Hare Krishna，然后是Hare Rama呢？
It is said that when Lord Chaitanya began the Sankirtan movement, the Brahmanas complained. The Brahmanas said, this is Vedic mantra. You cannot give Vedic mantras to all the common people.
据说当主持人开始提升生命运动的时候，那些婆罗门们他们就抗议了，他们说这是伟达经里面的曼陀罗，你不能把这种曼陀罗给那些普通大众讲的。
The Vedas are only for the Brahmanas to speak.
伟达经只是由我们这些婆罗门来讲述。
But you're giving this mantra to all the common people.
但是你把这个曼陀罗给所有的普通大众。
So Lord Chaitanya changed it from Hare Rama to Hare Krishna.
主持人就把这个顺序颠倒了一下，先是 Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, 然后再是 Hare Rama.
Now everybody can chant.
他说现在人人都可以念诵了。
Lord Chaitanya broke open the storehouse of love of God for it made it available for everyone.
主持人Chaitanya Mahaprabhu他就打碎了这个神爱宝库的大门，然后让神爱呢可以传递给每一个人。
Lord Chaitanya was a he made a great revolution against the social system.
所以主Chaitanya Mahaprabhu他就对这个社会的传统呢发动了一场革命。
That everyone in any position of life can get perfection.
所以任何人处在生命地位当中的任何一个阶层的人，他都可以达到完美。
And the process comes just simply by chanting the holy name.
这个程序呢，就是只要通过唱诵主的圣名就可以达到。
And that holy name is especially powerful in the association of devotees.
然后这圣名呢，在这奉献者的联谊当中呢，它是具有特别巨大的力量的。
One time, the devotees were on, they were on Harinam in this in a, one city in America, Boston. And every Sunday, the devotees would go to the park there and chant.
在美国的波士顿，奉献者呢，他们每个星期天，他们都会到一个公园去唱诵。
So in those days, the devotees were all full-time devotees. The ladies would wear saris, the men would wear dhoti.
那时候奉献者都是全职的奉献者，帕布们呢都穿着dhoti，mataji们都穿着sari。
All the ladies had the sari the same color.
那些mataji们的sari都是同样颜色的。
And all the young men, they all had nice shaved head with a shika.
那些年轻的帕布们呢，他们头都剃得光光的，后面留着小西卡。
So they were all out there in the park chanting, they're in ecstasy.
所以他们都在那个公园里面，在极乐当中唱诵。
So there's a nice picture, actually, it was the cover of one of the Back to Godhead magazines in the early years, a long time ago.
所以呢，这是有一个非常好的照片，就是在回归首尘杂志当中呢，就是有一次登载过。
So the devotees, they saw, when they saw this picture, they said, everyone looked so happy, so ecstatic.
然后奉献者看到这张照片，他们可以看到照片中的那些奉献者，每个人都很快乐，都是那么极乐的形象。
And Prabhupada said, yes, this is Sankirtan.
然后帕帕就说，是的，这就是Sankirtan，齐颂圣名。
Everyone gets a mercy.
每个人都得到仁慈。
So just like you bring some machine gun. Shoot everybody.
就像你拿了一顶机关枪，然后你拿每个人都给射到了。
So everyone gets out of Maya, they become Krishna conscious.
每个人呢都摆脱了玛雅的控制，然后具有了 Krishna 知觉。
This Krishna consciousness movement is meant for spreading the Sankirtan.
所以 Krishna 知觉运动就是在于去传播其中圣名。
In every yoga studio.
在每一个瑜伽的中心。
At least all over China.
至少是在中国的这个所有的瑜伽中心传遍。
We're making the best use of the yoga studios by chanting the holy name and having Krishna conscious programs.
然后我们在这个瑜伽中心呢唱诵圣名，然后呢开展 Krishna 知觉的节目，就是最好的利用这里的设施。
Okay, do we have some more kirtan?
好，现在我们大家再进行一段 kirtan。
What we did, I will sing. You can sing for a little more. There's a harmonic.
Yeah.
Yeah.